Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 80th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Jonas from Estonia, who is representing here one of the representatives of 27 Times Cinema. Welcome, Jonas.
Thank you, it's great to be here.
So, Jonas, first of all, let's tell our listeners what this project is about and why you are here in Venice.
So the 27 Times Cinema project, it's a project where 27 young people from each EU member state are picked to attend the Venice Film Festival and judge 10 films on the Giornate degli Autori program, which is basically an auteur program designed to orient itself towards films that are doing something new, that are trying something new, that are trying to push boundaries a bit, I guess. And yeah, that's about it.
And how do you feel? You are part of this jury of Le Giornate degli Autori. Mm-hmm. How do you feel being a juror?
It's great. It's a very unique experience. One, I didn't think I'd have this early in my life, to be honest. And it's very, I feel like my opinion is being listened to a lot, which is very rare considering I'm so young. And it's great to feel having an actual input in these kinds of things, and it really makes you actually assume the responsibility, and I feel that's a great experience in like any field.
And what is your background in cinema?
So I've just been an avid cinephile for I think like 10 years probably.
Okay.
But how I got here specifically was I was volunteering at my local cinema in Tartu. It's called Elektridater, which means electric theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really great little cinema right in like Tartu's old town. And I was volunteering there for a bit, which just like checking tickets and watching movies. And then one day they told me about this opportunity and I was like, yeah, I'll try it out. And here I am. It's great.
And why do you think cinema is so important at the time being?
Definitely because there's a lot of very, very like active social issues to be dealt mm-hmm. with. For example, there's been films at this festival about sexual assault, which I think is very relevant considering like the current state of Hollywood. And there's a lot of films, like I think there's queer films as well, which is really, really important, and trying to like engage in conversation about this 21st century type of thing, because I feel like a lot of older people are very negatively minded about like LGBTQ issues. And I feel like cinema is a very good way to actually induce emotions and make people understand why we should support these kinds of things and actually think about it.
You mentioned the Hollywood situation. What do you think about the strikes that still are going on?
I think the strikes are very, very, very critically necessary at this point in time, considering that a lot of actors aren't getting no residuals from any of their content on streaming services, and like the watching numbers of streaming services aren't actually like being published, and there's a lot of sketchy stuff around it, and I feel like it should be settled right away. But I've no idea where it's going, but it's definitely a necessary conversation to have.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you. My last question is, what is the situation of independent cinema in your country?
It's in Estonia, it's very complicated, I'm mm-hmm. going to be honest. On the positive side, my friend, Meel Paliala, who's a director, he just got like a grant from the Estonian government, but Estonian government only has money for kind of like 1.5 feature films a year.
Okay.
So usually they're like these surface level comedies just like made to sell tickets, you know? But this year, Meel Paliala, he's directing a film called Rolling Papers, which is a young adult like comedy type of thing. And he got like 300,000 euros from the Estonian government, which is pretty unprecedented since he's an indie filmmaker. His last film was like 30K, I think. And it's really surprising that there seems to be some kind of shift happening in
independent. Something is moving.
Something is moving. Time will tell if it's actually going to impact the industry. But it certainly seems to be taking some steps in the right direction right now.
So with these positive feelings, I thank you so much for being with us at FRED, on FRED. And this is Chiara Pazzelli for FRED, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.